Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
No. Oh, wait. It's time to start the show. Hello, everyone. You are on the Rad Reality Show. And it's Manic Monday. Yes, Michelle will be calling in. She's going to pop in for a second. And yes, more information is going to be told about me. We might even have a special guest tonight. We might even have Ben calling in and kind of sitting in as a co-host, if he would call in and not stay in the chat room. But you know what? It is Manic Monday, and it's time to play our music.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
You are listening to the Rod Reality Show, and I just made some ooey gooey cookies with Rod and Michelle.
Thank you. That's right, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show. And let's introduce the people who are going to sit in the show tonight. And we got Cherry. I am going to let Cherry fill chat stuff and stuff. I want to say hello to you guys right now. Hello, chat room. I am going to watch it, but I'm not going to be able to read it. My eyes are that bad today, and everything. So let me introduce the second guest. What am I calling you guys now, Cherry? Are you going to talk, Cherry? Are you typing over there?
One day to the next. I just answer whatever you call me.
No, but there was a name. Was it Sidekick?
I think
they're my sidekicks. I don't know. I always forget, too. Anyways, Ben is up going to join us tonight, too. You want to say hello?
Who,
Ben?
Me? Sure.
Yeah, your name is Ben, right?
That's tonight it is.
Oh, okay.
at the present time, it is. And we are, you can call us regulators if you want.
Regulators? No, I don't think so. But I mean, come on. Let's say our hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
So,
Hi, Chair.
So, guys,
hi,
let me start out. Hey, did I give you permission to talk to each other?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me start out with. Do you want to hear? Okay, let me start out with my morning and how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Yes, the Bears lost.
The Bears.
But it's okay. They played a great season. They went farther than I thought they would.
True.
And I am really happy with what they did for us in Chicago. And and people that are saying Jay Cutler got hurt on it, you know, and he wasn't really hurt, he should have played. I think you're wrong. So I think it's definitely slap him, you know, in his face, and he didn't deserve that. Okay, let me Let me go to the next subject I want to do. But you know what? Let me go ahead and pick this person up first, because I think she gets good news too, by what I read. And I'm going to let her do her good news, and then I'll do mine. Kim, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm refusing to ask that question these days.
Okay, you want to know how I'm doing?
Sure.
Sure, how are you doing?
I am in
how
remission.
How are you doing? Well, that's awesome.
That is so good.
I just found out today I'm in remission.
Cool.
You know, I know I was supposed to. I'm gonna say something. I believe something's coming in the mail to you soon, and I hope Michelle ain't gonna kill me, but oh shit. I heard that you had something going on today, and.
Yeah.
So, I tell my secrets. Jerry, talk. Is that your dog
you
over there, Jerry?
No, that was not mine. That was not my dog.
That was my dog.
My dogs are sleeping.
Okay.
How did you celebrate,
Tim?
It's a joke.
I'm just talking on Twitter and Facebook. That's pretty much it. I used to shoot pool on Monday nights, but we're not shooting anymore, so I'm just sitting at home.
Well, we need to figure out a way to celebrate. That's awesome news. That's news that you wait to hear every day after finding out that you've had cancer, and that is incredible news. So I can't wait to hear how you've celebrated in some way.
I plan to celebrate sometime, but... Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you to everybody, because I know everybody's been praying for me, and thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, we've been praying for a long time. We actually prayed the first time you called into the show.
Yep.
On air.
Yeah, on air.
I believe in the power of prayer, and God has reasons for everything, and everyone, yeah. Oh, guys, I can't see the switchboard that good tonight. So, sorry, Paul, I can't get that sound effect. Let's give her a hand up. Applause. We don't need to have that sound effect.
True.
No, you can't hear that.
Thank you.
We're really happy. And everyone in the chat room, I bet it's happy and... And have you told Kathy yet?
I sent her a message on Facebook, but I don't know if she's working or not. I want to call her, but I don't want to bother her at work.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
But that's great news. Would you like to hear? Would you like to stay on the line to hear what my news is?
Of course.
Okay. Well, you probably read it already. It's been posted today. I got my call from Emory, and Wednesday we do go down for my opening consultation, or what is that called? It's like the first visit of
cancer.
You know, I did say it right, right?
Yep.
So I get to do that Wednesday. Me and Ben will drive down there in the afternoon, and we'll hear what he has in store. And, guys, I want to be honest with you. And I'm a little, like, Friday when I missed the call, as some of you guys read and everything, I really slapped me in my face. It really slapped me in my face, though, that... that it's really happening, and I'm just really scared a little bit, guys, just to let y'all know, and just, you know, it's something that I'm I think you guys, most of you guys always give me positive vibes, and most of you guys always tell me, you know, don't worry and stuff. But, you know, I have to think realistically myself, and I thank you guys for keeping me positive and keeping that flow going. And y'all, you know, mean the world and everything. So let's just move on. I don't want to talk no more about it. I'll talk about it with Michelle a little bit. But and everything. I'm totally lost now in my head.
Well, what's the weather like down there? Down your way, Ron.
Nice, actually, I think. How was the weather today, Kim?
Well, we had very nice weather. We got up to
mid-50s,
almost 60 degrees.
Nice. It was 50 below zero with a wind chill up in New Hampshire today.
Yeah, I mean...
Not on top of Mount Washington, either. There, it's like 100 below. I got home a little while ago. I've been at work all day. Got home a little while ago. The pet water dishes are frozen over because I heat with firewood. You know, I have a wood stove. So I left, and when I got home, it was 32 degrees inside the house.
Wow.
Yep, coldest I've ever seen it in this house in 11 years. And I have some very angry cats. Very angry.
But Paul needs a date, I hear.
Speaking of cold,
pick up Paul real quick. So, Paul, why are they saying you need a date?
Because I said for Cherry to tell Ron to pick me up. So what's your best pickup line, Ron?
I told him in an IM call.
Oh. There's only one that works for all the women. How are you doing?
Here's why I asked.
And who made that famous? Hey, did they meet up in there?
Who?
That's right.
Friends.
That is one of the few shows that I could sit and watch every episode probably for 100 times. I love that show. I just love it.
Anyway, I am chatting in Skype with Michelle, who says she's having difficulty logging in, I guess, to Blog Talk, to Skype in. I asked her if she can hear the show, and she hasn't responded yet, but...
I haven't seen her pop on the switchboard. She needs to go to... She doesn't need to log into Blog Talk.
That's what I was going to ask you about, Ron. If you can
she
still...
She needs to...
The talk
just hit the click to talk.
Log.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, wait, yeah. Shit.
That's okay, hold on.
No, I'm not saying shit for that reason. That was the dog, first of all. I'm trying to remember. Man, I should have told her. I should have, before she left, I should have gave her the password to my account for she could have just Skyped in through the switchboard. See, we can Skype in through the switchboard now. You know, just there's a button, and you just click it.
Let me say, now that I'm on the phone, how wonderful this news is today, Kim.
Thank you.
It really is.
When you heard those words, that must have almost been like an out-of-body experience, huh?
Almost. I've heard the words before. I was actually in remission in 2009, and I was actually cancer-free in 2009, but it came back 2 months later. So I'm kind of taking it with a grain of salt, but yet I'm still very excited to hear it.
It won't let me call with Skype, but she still didn't answer. Michelle, type in Skype if you can hear the show, please.
She
I'm sorry.
Can't.
To... Anyway, this time it will last.
I was lucky to meet a lady in the waiting room. She is a 19-year ovarian cancer survivor. You know, so there's hope. Kathy has made it a long way. So, yeah, I've got hope.
Absolutely, and I'm the type of person that says quit listening to the negative and focus on the positive. Listen to your, you know, whoever your God is in your life.
Right. Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out how to help.
The thing I'm thinking about is I could certainly try to ring Michelle from my Skype connection and see if I could hold the phone up on my speaker phone and that type of thing. I don't know if you want me to try that.
No, I mean, is she in? I mean, does she not remember how to do it? I mean, is that her problem? Or I mean.
Hold on. I'm gonna call her on Skype, Ryan. You guys go ahead and talk other stuff, and I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's do this. I still haven't seen the person that Ben has calling in, and if you are wanting to talk, please push 1. I'm trying to think. Let's do this. I want to play a song just to get my head back going. And we'll be back in a second, I think. You know what? I'm going to play this song. I don't care. I want to play it.
Because given Jesus Christ.
on, but okay, I'm back, guys. Okay, Kim, you got anything else you want to say? I want to clean off these lines real quick for you. You got anything else you wanted to say or anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank
I just
want to
clean it up for in case I'm having a hard time seeing, and too many numbers are going to freak me out. So,
well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my good news.
Oh, hey, no, you're more than welcome, and that's awesome news, and say it one more time for people that are coming in late.
All right, I found out today that I am officially in remission from my cancer.
So, that is awesome news, and thank you, Kim. And
thank you.
Words, no problem.
Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Take care, Kim.
Okay. Now I do have some more good news, though, that I wanted to talk about. Because, and why didn't I think about this when I was playing that song? I should have went and done that real quick. Okay. Have you guys heard of this yet? It's called the Ford Focus Rally. Have anybody heard about it yet? Because if you haven't heard about it, please go to www.thefordfocusrally.com, I believe it is. Let me double check and make sure it is .com. It's the Ford Focus Rally. .com. No, it's just Focus Rally. The Focus Rally. No, wait, not Rally. Is it Rally? Relay. Relay. Focus Relay. I can't remember, Ben, don't laugh. Focus Relay. Anyways.
Is it .com?
Yes. No, it's just Ford. It's just Focus, R-A-L-L-Y, that one.
FocusRally.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All good.
Focus Relay.
Yeah, what's this rally about?
Okay, let me tell you about it. If you haven't heard about it, you need to find out more about it. That's it, but it's unique. I think it's just H-A. I don't know if that will go to the site. Okay. Michelle, just hit talk. Now you should be able to just hit click talk. Anyways, let me finish my announcement real quick. That site, Focus Relay, will be a exclusive for the Rad Reality Show. It's going to be it's by the creators of The Amazing Race. It's a online reality show where I believe there's 8 teams competing across the United States to win a Ford Focus, I think, and some money and stuff. I got to double-check all the details. Anyways, they contacted me like a week ago, and they've asked us to do interviews with the contestants. They've asked us to do interviews with the other people behind it. And we will be doing exclusive stuff, too, for them. So the Rad Reality Show, and that's going to be awesome, and everything. So something to just really think about in the near future for
awesome.
Everything.
Focus
and
Rally.
Yeah, did you get to the sites?
Hey, Ron, am I still on?
Yep.
Yeah. She's in the chat room.
All right. I hate to interrupt you when you're talking about something else, but I tried to ring her just doing a Skype with she and I, and she's having nothing to do with getting into Blog Talk. She's having speaker microphone problems. She didn't hear me when I talked. I could hear kind of an occasional bumping up against her mic, but no voice. So
okay.
I wish we had tried fixing it beforehand. I don't know if we want to, you know, extend it out. I know she wanted to talk to the fans for a few minutes.
She's in the chat room and everything.
Did she ever say she's hearing you talking on the show, or is she just in the chat?
Type to her in the chat room and ask her.
I had to log off.
She ain't hearing me. No, I mean, she's in our chat room.
Right, but I'm wondering if she hears our audio or whether she's just seeing the chat.
My point is, if she hears our chat, if she can't hear our chat, how is she going to know? So type it into the chat room.
How come she can't just call in on the phone?
Because she's in Portuguese.
I know, but I mean, most carriers will, you know, a lot of carriers are international now.
Hey, Cherry, type in
okay,
the chat room.
Okay, wait a minute,
Michelle,
Ron. Michelle just called me on Skype, and I hear her, but she's not hearing me. Michelle, if you hear me, you can talk. You're just, I'm sorry, this is not, did I answer? Yes, I did answer. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay, buddy. You're doing the best you can. We
yep.
should have practiced this before like we did last time. I didn't pitch her calling in
okay,
today,
she
guys.
She cannot hear the audio.
So, again, I'm not able to type and everything, so... Because I can't see the keyboard at all. So why don't you type in there, Jerry? Is her speakers up? Does she need to turn up the volume? No, just... you know what? We could talk about Michelle now that she's in the chat room and she can't hear us.
Hey, Cherry, because I'm not in Blog Talk chat anymore, tell her that I can hear her messing around. Tell her to talk to me.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, Michelle.
I hear her. I hear her.
I just heard her.
I hear Michelle.
What
do
you
want me to call out?
Yes, Michelle, can you hear me yet?
Yes.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear her too.
Hey.
Ask her if she turned up her volume. don't you love technical difficulties?
Hi, Michelle.
Okay.
Can she hear us?
Okay. We had silence there for a second. Let me think of something to say. Please stand by. We are having technical difficulties. We will get back to the show in a few minutes while
right.
we try to hook up.
I have my phone on speaker. That is probably what you're hearing. Are you still hearing him talking or no?
No.
All right. I'm going to turn on the phone on speaker, and you can hear that way. How's that sound?
I wonder if I could call her.
Hey, Ron. Ron, hold on, Michelle.
I wonder if I could
Ron.
Call her.
Ron.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got my speakerphone on, so she's hearing you talking through my telephone. and you can hear her on the mic, so you guys go ahead and do it now.
Hello.
Oh, la la.
Hello.
Michelle?
Michelle.
Can you hear us? I don't think she can hear us.
Yes, she can.
Yeah, I can hear you, Ron. You look like you can't hear me, weirdo.
No, yeah, we can't hear you very well. You're really low. Really low. Hey, did you hear I got my appointment Wednesday to see the doctor?
I did, like, a minute ago when I finally got online.
Well, okay. Hey, we can hear you now.
Perfect.
So, talk.
Hey,
tell us.
Those
we all
like,
miss you.
Suck.
What? Wait. What did you say?
I said I hear the bears suck.
The bears.
I don't know. I even hear it here in Portugal. They talk about the bears, how they suck.
Oh, man.
Wait.
But who am I to
and
talk
who? Wait. And how far did the Patriots go this year? And who's the number one seed? Okay, we won't go there.
Anyway, I can't talk to the phone because, obviously, of technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties?
Yeah, because I'm hearing backlash, and I'm like, right now I'm in a cafe. Like I can't stay too long because I have to get back. I have a lot going on tomorrow, so I just hope that you guys are all doing good.
Yeah, and I didn't pitch you call in today because I thought for sure you would be busy with the funeral and everything, and. But how are you doing? How is everyone over there?
I wasn't planning on calling in, but I wanted to at least call in just for a few minutes because there's a lot going on, so it was really hard for me to get here and pull away for the time that I was. But things are no bueno, and I don't know. It's going. I don't know how well it's going, but it's going.
We're keeping you in our prayers.
It's good. I forgot what I was going to say.
How's the weather?
The weather here is, for here, it's really, really, really cold. It's been hailing about
really?
Every single day. Like 10 times a day, we've been getting hail.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was -2 in Providence this morning.
Yeah, I heard it. Providence is like, I just talked to my friend. She said it's like below 10 degrees. We just got another foot of snow the other day, and we're getting another foot of snow in a couple days. It's the worst weather they've seen there in years. And I just hope all my animals are okay.
Mappy says, how's your grandma doing?
Not good.
No.
Not good at all. That's one of the hard parts right now. So it's very difficult. We have to remind her every day that my grandfather died. She doesn't remember.
When are you guys coming back here?
I'm supposed to be leaving a week from tomorrow. I don't know. It's just way too much for me to handle. Like I'm ready to go home, but I'm not gonna bounce yet. I'm going to try to stick it out as much as I can, but it's way too much.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work as long as you can.
It's difficult, you know, when she doesn't even remember what happened 1 minute ago, you know? And it's like you have to remind her that you know, her husband died, but she doesn't believe you. You know what I mean? She doesn't
right.
believe you that he died.
Jeez.
That's really hard. She will
yeah.
be back over here with you, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're going to be bringing her back over here with you?
We're trying, but we don't know how that's going to be. It seems to be more of a difficult situation than we thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
That we have now, yeah.
I'm so sorry, hon.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alzheimer's, but they're very violent verbally, and it's really a difficult situation to be put in when somebody thinks that you're against them and you're trying to help them, and they just...
They lash
yes.
out.
It really is pretty bad. My mom is like that, and she was never like that. She told me one time to get the hell out of her room, and you know, and she was never like that. She was, you know, Mrs. Good Christian woman, you know, usually, you know, and she throw foods. So I understand, Michelle. I really do. I mean, it's terrible.
You can't, like, leave her by herself. She doesn't understand. Like, she can't.
No.
Be left by herself. She can't. Doesn't get it.
Hey,
no.
I got a surprise caller that wants to say hey to you, okay? Real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Caller, you want to say hey to Michelle, if she can hear you?
Is that me?
No, it's the other mystery caller.
Is that Ryan?
No, it's you. It's you.
It's you.
What? I
can't
can
you hear,
hear.
Michelle, can you hear
me?
Hang on.
It is Ryan, Michelle.
Michelle, can you hear me?
Hi, Connie.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing.
Been thinking about you.
I'm doing. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Michelle and I've been thinking about you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. How are you? How's things going?
Things are going well. Yeah, just busy with school and trying to get that finished and nailed down, so I can go on and get my master's degree. Just trying to get that finished. That's about it.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, nothing new with me.
Oh, and I heard that you're going to teach history now, is it?
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, for anyone who follows me on Twitter and wondering what that tweet was about, one of the last classes I have to take is this history course, and part of it, there's this component of ancient Chinese history, and I am not a good student when it comes to ancient Chinese history.
Like
yeah. Yeah, not so much. So it's a hurdle to overcome.
I bet.
Wow.
How you doing, Ron?
And you have to take that class.
I'm just waiting for Wednesday to get here to hear what the doctor's going to do to me. I got my call from Atlanta, and I go see the heart doctor, and he will tell me. It sounds like it might be two surgeries he has to do.
Wow. Well, you're getting plenty of rest, right?
Ron?
What?
Are you going to Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm going Wednesday.
You're going to go to the hospital? Are you just going to go to do tests?
Consultation.
Consultation. First. And you're doing better, right, Ronnie?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I've been better since second, third week of December. Yeah, I've been doing much better since then. Yeah, I'm just trying. Other thing that's kind of hard right now is I don't know about where you guys are, but we've been getting, a lot of snow, and then it's not snow, and then a lot of snow, and then it's not snow. So that's been kind of bad on the sinuses. But other than that, I've been fine, thankfully.
Cool.
You know, I have to say this. real quick. And Michelle, if you need to go, I know you want you need to probably go whenever. You just let us know. But you know, Ronnie, I have to say this to you real quick while I think about it. Is that day that at Saturday at night, you were one of the people that was there when I really had a bad experience. And I somewhat wish I would have let Erica and Adam take me to the ER then, because we probably could have got this ball rolling faster. But I have to say, I remember you, I could tell you were concerned too then. And and I wanted to say thank you. And it's been amazing how the Big Brother world, or really the reality world, has really accepted me. Enzo even called me a part of the family, and just I just wanted to tell both you and Michelle thank you for everything you guys have done in the past year.
Well, you're an amazing guy, Ron. I mean, you're a really great guy, and you know, we want you to be better, and we want the best things for you.
True.
Michelle, get him. Sorry, Ronnie. Mr. No Pants says, Ronnie for all stars. And then Michelle says, what about me, Mr. No Pants? What the fuck? I can read that. Sorry.
Now I know which month to throw a dart at the calendar that Ron put out.
Yeah.
No, it's all over, Mr. No Pants. You already got a dart thrown at you right in between the crotch.
Oh, okay, I needed that laugh. That was funny. That's one reason I read it, too. It was because...
Hey, I still got a little chuckle here and there. Hey, can I tell you guys something?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys know that there's been a white butterfly follow me since my grandfather's funeral?
Whoa.
Wow.
Cool.
It's been following me since we at the cemetery, and it's been following me all around. And we had my because over here they do like things differently. Like after you pass away, they do a mass, like the seventh day that you die, they do a mass, which was yesterday. And you know that butterfly was flying around the church and flying around. He was following me, and then he followed me to my grandparents' house, and he was following me, and he's been following me ever since that day, and he was in the cemetery that day. Isn't that crazy?
Does he go to bed with you? I mean, does he, like, come in and sleep in the bed with you?
No, Ron, you weirdo.
Have you taken pictures of
him?
Now?
Where does he go? Where does he go at night?
I don't know, but he's just been following me, and then, like, he'll fly around my head, like, literally fly around my head, and then he goes and flies away, and then he comes back and flies, like circles my head where he actually hits my face and stuff.
Woo.
And you're positive it's the same butterfly?
It looks like the same butterfly. It's white. Like, how many white butterflies are there in the world? Come on. Like, butterflies are usually, like, colorful.
Probably a couple million.
Like, different colors.
Have you taken pictures of it, Michelle?
Yeah, and it's winter here. You don't have butterflies in the wintertime. Butterflies, there's no, like there's no butterflies in the wintertime.
No.
Okay,
you know
I'm going
mean?
To let you just because
okay,
it's making you feel good.
Butterflies pounds.
Try to get a picture of it if you can before you come home.
Do it. Yeah, get a picture of it.
The only thing that showed up was a rainbow when I took pictures. I took
Whoa.
Them.
Huh.
And I looked in the camera, and it was a rainbow.
Wow.
It was two
wow.
rainbows, you guys.
Cool.
Wow.
That's not.
Yeah.
There's no coincidence in that experience.
Wait till I post the pictures up, because it was literally coming out of my, like, the grass I've never seen a rainbow like that before. It was crazy. And I took pictures, which I didn't see the rainbow. I took a picture of the butterfly. And when I took the picture of the butterfly, I looked in the camera. The butterfly didn't show up, but it was a rainbow. And the rainbow came out right in front of me. Like, it showed the actual rainbow where it arched. It showed it coming out right in front of me.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So are you doing anything, you know, bordering on fun at all, Michelle?
No.
Have you seen a lot of your relatives that you saw this summer?
Yes, that I have. We've you know, people. A lot of people have come over the house, like, every day. There's been, like, 20 different family members that have come over. And you guys remember when I came here last time and I told you I went to my cousin's house and there was, like, 90
yep.
of my cousins there? Well, we went and did the same thing yesterday. And we had, like, a dinner lunch with all my family for my grandpa, and we had a seat saved for him and everything.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you seen Fabio this time?
Actually, yes, I did. My cousin Fabio I saw, my cousin Eduardo, and I got to see my cousin Romo. And now I'm not talking about Tony Romo, my cousin Romo. I haven't seen him in 20 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much family there.
Yeah, there's, like, people coming out of the woodworks. Every place we walk to, and, like, every person that drives by, they stop, and they're, like, they, like, know us, and, like, it's crazy. It's, like, so intense. Like, this is, like, more than, you know, I thought I was, like, a strong person, you know, and more things than I've been able to handle. But this has, like, been way more than I ever thought. And I thought it was going to get better. And every day it's harder and harder and it gets worse and worse. And I thought that, you know, things were going to get better, but it's not. Things are getting way worse. And it's like, really hard.
It sounds like it, Michelle.
It really is. Like, I haven't slept in, like, 2 weeks. And,
wow.
And, yeah. You know, it's like you're laying down, but you have your eyes closed, but you're not sleeping. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that I haven't laid down and closed my eyes. But you know what I'm talking about when you sleep, but you're still awake? Like, you hear everything. You're tossing and turning, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I've been doing every day. And everybody in my family is the same thing.
Yeah, you're probably, when you get home, have a day where you just fall out.
Yeah, it'll take you a couple of days to recharge from that, Michelle.
Yep.
Yeah. So, honestly, there's been a lot of wine drinking, and... oh, gosh. That's, like, the one thing that I've been able to just be like, okay, let me go drink some wine. And just, like, it's not to be laughing or anything, but honestly, it's, like, put me in kind of, like, a coma state where I've just kind of, like, just keep drinking. Everything's going to be okay, Michelle, just keep drinking. And I think, like, okay, Michelle, if you drink enough, you'll pass out and you'll be able to sleep. No, it doesn't work, people. I've learned that. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's the truth.
Well, you're looking for any answers to the way you're feeling right now is what I'm hearing.
I'm sorry, what was that, Paul?
I'm saying you're looking for answers in any way you can to fix how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we buried my grandfather, and I go to a cemetery every day and check, you know, make sure the flowers and everything's okay. It's, my grandma, she's getting worse and worse every day with the Alzheimer's. It is such, you know, if everybody could take a moment and look it up and just understand the type of disease it is, it's a difficult disease for a person to go through, but I think it's more a difficult disease for the people surrounding it. To be able to have the patience and the calmness to every day be able to deal with that with somebody who doesn't remember you, doesn't remember what time of day it is, doesn't remember what day it is, doesn't remember what they told you a minute ago. It is such a crazy disease. And the only thing I think about is, you know, this is like my family. That's going to be me one day. And how is somebody going to deal with me, you know, if I can barely cope with what's going on right now, you know? I wouldn't want somebody to just give up on me. So how can
right.
I give up on them?
True.
Exactly.
Right.
And I feel like giving up.
No.
I'll stick it out.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really a lot. And it's like, you know, I'm here with, like, all my family and stuff, and everybody's given up. Like, not given up, but it's like, you can tell that they're to the limit. So what do you say to them? How do you give them the strength if you don't have the strength yourself, you know? It's
right.
Like we're all here for each other, but yet we're all in the same boat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to talk with you on one-on-one. I don't know if I could help at all, but I'm here for you at any time, Michelle.
I know.
We all are.
And I know you guys
yep.
all are. And it's been like, you know, it's been one of those things, like, I haven't been able to talk to my friends and my support and you guys and being able just to communicate with you guys. And it's silly to think, but just being able to just jot some words down and be able to communicate with you guys, I think that's one of those things that you're able to decompress a lot of the things that are going on. And I'm kind of like remote, you know, kind of locked in a little shell with everybody else who's in the same kind of predicament, and we're all clawing at each other because we don't know what to do. We get irritated, and then we get irritated with each other. So it's like, if I was able to just be able to diffuse at times and just release that and be able to chat
yeah.
more than I do, I think yeah. it would be better. But
I totally agree. I think, Michelle, that this is just what you needed in these few minutes that you've been able to connect with us, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle... I was just, you know, so, you know, I know we've gone through so much together, and we were even saying this, and you know, I'm here for you, and we've been together, you know, as a show for over a year now, and if this is the best way to get some of your vents off, you can do it, and you know, whatever you need for us, you know what I mean? And even tonight, when you were telling your butterfly joke, you know, I was playing, you know, I was, somebody in the chat room said I was making, being an a-hole to you. I wasn't being an a-hole to you. I was just trying to make it, you know, a little, you know, make you laugh a little bit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I do. It's my
yeah,
sense
yeah.
of humor, you know what I mean? And
that's what I need right now, you know?
True.
That's what you need. So that person that's listening and said that, you know, I think you need to, you know, we're here to support each other. Some people do it in hugs. Some people do it in tears. Some people do it in joking. I do it in all three. You know, you guys heard me cry before. You guys have heard me pray before. You guys have heard me, you know, do everything before. And so, I mean... It's just the way I release myself, and to be called out like that was uncalled for, especially when So, Michelle, we're here for you. There is another caller. Let me pick it up just in case. Oh, they just dropped off. But I'm so glad you... and Lisa, no, he wasn't. And if you want to call me after the show, we can talk about it.
Love you, Michelle. Guys, get going because I gotta try to make sure I can get back to where I need to be and stuff because the taxis don't run very long and I'm in the city right now and I need to get back.
Right, you guys.
So,
you guys, it's almost midnight her time now. So.
Oh
wow.
Thank you, Michelle.
And I'm actually here with Mama Costa.
Oh, come on, come listen, hey.
Yep. Hey,
Mama
Costa.
Everybody says hi. And they love you. My mom says she loves you guys.
Thank you.
Aw, we love her too.
Yeah. So she came here with me because she said she thought it was a good thing for me to come. So she came here because, you know, she needs it too. She needs
right.
it too.
Yep.
All right, sweetie.
But I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get in contact with you guys next Monday. I just don't know because the reason why I don't know is because I'm leaving early on Tuesday to come
right.
back. So
and I might not be able to do it anyway, so just watch Twitter because I might be in Atlanta then also.
I can watch it. I don't have Twitter or Facebook or anything where I live.
I'm just saying, if you plan on coming on, I'll drop it off on one of your I'll put it on Facebook just like you did today, you know, while you were there. So just double check and see if I canceled it or not.
Ron, I don't.
You
think
know what I mean?
He's not sure.
Yeah,
when
I probably won't be able to because I'm leaving early Tuesday.
My point.
Oh.
Yeah, no, my point is that if you do decide to, double check and make sure I haven't canceled the show so you don't have to sit there, you know, wait. Because you seem like you tweeted, what I'm trying to get is, you know how you tweeted today? And
I
Facebook
actually
today?
Been sitting here since then, but the last time I tweeted was Saturday, so it's very hard for me to get down here. That's why
I don't
know.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. So just don't sit there if you see it's going to be canceled. I'll make sure I let you know if I have to cancel it.
Okay. Okay. I just want to say thanks, you guys, all for all your support and stuff. And when I get back and, you know, things are, I guess what you say, normal, you know, I hope you guys are all there to be able to chat again because I love chatting with you guys. And everybody's each individual persona, you guys all give me a different strength and a different emotion, a different love, and I really appreciate that all. And it's just been really hard. I really don't have, like, words to explain it. It's really hard for me to. Usually, I'm not lost for words. That's why I'm like, oh, blah, blah. It's like, it's just great to know that you guys are there for me.
You bet. Have a good night,
Michelle.
We love you, Michelle.
Take care, Michelle.
Ronnie, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. There's a little bit of a situation here. Grades are getting due, and they've got to be posted and stuff, so I've been trying to multitask.
No, I understand.
Good night, Michelle.
Good night, you guys. Love you guys.
Take care, Michelle.
Be safe when you travel,
bye.
Michelle.
Hugs to you and Mama Costa.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything. It was great to
Well, I'm glad that we were here.
Oh, read Kim's message because I can't read it out loud.
She said she didn't want to take anything away from Michelle's call, but she just received a text from Kathy BB12, and she's on cloud nine about her news of being cancer-free and being in remission, actually. So she just got her news to Kathy, and Kathy's on cloud nine. So I bet Kathy
is
very excited about her news.
That is great news. And,
it is.
And I'm going to Atlanta.
We've had
and,
a great show.
Now if I can just get my eye fixed, if I can read. Ronnie, did you hear I had the stroke and that I'm blinded in the right
no.
eye?
No. I knew you were having issues, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm blinded in the right eye. That's why I'm not able to read 100% of the chat room. And some of the stuff is getting by and everything. But that's why Cherry's up here on the phone line. Yeah. The stroke happened the day before Christmas. And it took out my whole right eye. It's a TIA. It's a small stroke in which it doesn't take out the whole body. You know, it doesn't take my stuff out. But it took my right eye out, and I think it's been hurting my shoulder and my arms a little bit too. But I don't know. I don't know if it's associated. And that's why I went into the emergency room, because the doctor told me to go in there right then, Wednesday when I called it, called the doctor, because I couldn't call Monday because everyone was closed. And Tuesday, I had something come up Tuesday that, you know, I just had to get done. And then I called Wednesday, and that's when I went in. And they took me right back, and they did the catheter Friday night, and that's when I – and they tried to give me an MRI, but it was hard for me to – with my breathing problem. I'm also on oxygen 24 hours a day now. So I have the oxygen. It would have been so much better at Vegas with this stuff.
You need to make sure you're doing everything they tell you to do so you can take care of yourself and get as well as you can.
True.
I am. It's an old process. I've been doing this ever since I was a kid, so it's just now having to happen, re-happen again and everything. So so that's, I'm going to, you know, I'm just glad everything is back. You know, and I can get help. Do you need to get going, Ronnie, to finish your grading?
No, I can stay for a while longer.
Cool. So are you ready for, I want to ask you a couple questions then. What do you think about Idol? I want to hear about Idol.
I am loving Idol this season. I think it's the best season so far.
Maybe.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
and I'll tell you why. It's refreshing. Isn't the new panel refreshing?
Yeah, it's like a whole new show.
Yes. It's a whole new show.
I know.
And Steven Tyler is like one of my favorite. Aerosmith is like one of my favorite bands, you know, of all time, in a sense of that kind of music. And J-Lo has been one of my favorites. And it also brings rock, pop, and Randy's bluish. Didn't he play bass? That was his thing, right?
For Journey, yeah.
For Journey.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, so that kind of gives... So I definitely am loving it, too.
And plus, who knows what Steven Tyler's going to say next?
He comes off with
with some zeners. And it's
the comment
funny,
he made about
though,
the one girl's chest, my wife and I both were like, what? What do you call them, Ubies or something like that?
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about, but definitely thought it was funny.
We paused the DVR and we were like, did we just hear what we thought we heard?
I don't know why she went back, though, to Hollywood, that one. If it's the one I'm thinking, is that the one with the star?
Yeah. He said, why
don't
you put stars on your Ubies? You trying to blind me or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know why she got to go to Hollywood. I thought she sucked.
I don't know. I don't know why they. I can't remember. Did they let the early modern Millie girl through? They did, didn't they? Or did they not?
Which one?
You know what
Which
I'm talking
one?
About? She was crazy. She had the crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She
no,
sang,
yeah, Lisa.
She sang Gimme Gimme or whatever it is from.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy was like, no way. And the other two were like, yep, you're going to Hollywood.
Oh, yes, she did get through. She's the one that begged. She
right.
begged her way through
right.
to Hollywood.
Right.
Which,
oh, I remember
this,
now.
And then, and I know people may be like, oh, why is Ronnie saying this? But, you know, I used to act professionally before what I do now and everything. And I went through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of auditions. I never once did I beg, no matter how bad I wanted it. Even for Big Brother, I never begged. Why would you beg for an audition? I feel that's belittling yourself.
I know.
I think you should let your talent speak for itself, and that just leave it at, let the chips fall where they may. You know what I mean?
True.
I don't know. But I feel there's some really good people this season, though. Some really, really good people. I am so on team, what's his, the 15-year-old kid, J.C. Bardot?
Yes, he was.
Is that his name?
Yeah, I didn't get to hear him, I don't think. I think that was the night I kind of had I looked away, and he was done and gone through by the time I, you know, he was, you know, done. But we discussed
right.
that guy. We discussed him and everything. So, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, something that kind of like, I mean, like I made a comparison to Justin Bieber's, you know.
Oh,
you know,
no, he is nothing like Justin Bieber. This
No, listen to me. I compared him in a sense of that they both are
okay.
young people, kids that... You know, if you call Justin Bieber an idol, you know, do you call Justin Bieber an idol?
No.
You don't, but many people do. I don't even know the guy's on. I don't even know one song by the guy, Justin Bieber's. So, I definitely...
Everyone knows I do not like Justin Bieber, and I just think it's important
yeah.
to remember this about Justin Bieber. He was... created in some public relations / executive / manager meeting where they found some kid that had a microscopic amount of talent, but more he was tested to be attractive to little girls and also widespread demographics of people. So he was a created pop star. He's not really someone who's talented. He was someone that was manufactured and created to be popular.
Right.
That's why I don't like him.
I understand.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But like the kid, that this Bardot kid, he's actually really talented. And honestly, I don't know if you guys know who Philip Allen is, but he said this on Twitter, and I agree with him so much.
I saw him.
I'm really afraid Hollywood Week's going to chew him up and spit him out.
Because the older kids are going to surrogate them? Or like,
yeah, I think so. And they're mean. A lot of the people are mean.
Yeah, I saw Philip Allen say that, and I kind of agreed with you guys at that point. You know, it was like, yeah, Philip, you know, that's what's going to happen is he's going to get to Hollywood, and Hollywood's
right.
going to kill him.
Right, and see, does anyone know why they allowed 15-year-olds to audition this season out of nowhere?
Switching it up.
They said
yeah.
something about switching up. And, Paul, you're unmuted just to let you know.
Thanks, Ron.
And my concern with that is the concern that my wife and I saw whenever they switched the high school to include, because our high schools used to be sophomore, junior, and senior only, but 3 years ago they switched them to being freshmen also, which is that age range that this kid is, of course. And something we notice is 15-year-olds are so much more emotionally impressionable than 16-year-olds.
See, that's why we got talking about idols. I mean, can a 15-year-old be American Idol?
Yeah, let me ask it this way, Ronnie. Can you picture JC going to the final two, winning the whole show, and being a success at this young age?
Can I see it happening within today's culture and the way that things are? Absolutely. Should it happen? I don't know. See, here's the thing about it. If you ask, I've seen several interviews with the Olsen twins. I know they don't sing or whatever, but they always said something that has stuck with me in these interviews. They never knew they were rich or famous when they were kids, because their parents kept all the money from them. They kept them on, they kept them grounded, basically. Well,
true.
See, that's the problem. If you're 15 and you're on a show like American Idol and say you win, then that's going to set up a certain amount of expectation. And, of course, them having grown up with the show, I mean, this is the 10th season, so it's been around since he was five.
Right.
Mm.
But
five or
would,
six. So.
Would he be successful only with teeny boppers, if I can use that description?
You know, I would say that again, would depend upon his management. It would depend upon songwriters, because here I am, I just turned 32, and would I listen to his music? If it was a good song, sure. Of course kids are going to listen to the music. But see, that's my whole thing with why I don't like them manufacturing these pop stars, and I know that
like
marketing does demographics, all that kind of crap, but I still, it's my contention, a good song is a good song. You're going to like a good song no matter what, right?
Right.
And I think now it's more about, instead of actually having good songs, it's more about hooks and just trying to capitalize. And the only person in American Idol history that I personally feel has had unbridled success is Carrie Underwood.
True.
I mean,
I'm
she's been amazing.
You. Kelly Clarkson has.
Yeah,
had
she's
a
right up there,
career.
I think, too.
You have.
Yeah, where is she now?
Yeah, where is she now?
There. She's there.
Where?
I mean, I
not
think
recording,
she's still there.
Not releasing, she's tweeting.
Everyone tweets.
I mean, I like Kelly Clarkson, but I'm just saying, Carrie Underwood has remained consistently relevant ever since she was on the show. Other people have had success, but they phase in and out. But Carrie Underwood, constant presence, constant. She, which makes me think she has the best representatives in the industry.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
You know, something else that they've changed up this year, though, and whoever does win, they're going to get a big prize, because the person that is the guy doing the record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge success already.
Yeah,
you know
they,
what I mean?
They changed that too this year of who is going to record the idol.
I can't
right?
remember his name and what he did, but it's somebody that is, when they said his name, I knew who it was. You know, and he's done likes, you know, big name artists, and that's
mm-hmm.
really different, I think, this year too. Is whoever is. I really think, I also fight for the people that have won the contest. Many of
mm-hmm.
them go into their own gender of music, and maybe we don't listen to that gender of music. Like Reuben Studdard,
mm-hmm.
he's pretty famous in the gospel music world.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, what I'm trying to get at is they maybe have their own little glitch, so they're probably still
right.
doing records, but they're just not on mainstream, you know, radio.
Right. But Carrie Underwood always is. That's what I'm saying. They've all been
yeah,
successful.
Yeah, but Carrie Underwood is in mainstream country, plus she's a mainstream artist right now, and her music is a mainstreamer. You know,
and she wrote that
one
song
thing,
for, oh, what's that movie she just was Golden Globe nominated for writing the song for?
The Witch in the Wardrobe, Nadia.
Yeah, Dawn of the Prince, whatever, Prince Strider, or Dawn of the whatever, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
Dawn
I don't
of
know
Strider,
the,
or whatever
the,
it is. The new Narnia.
I don't know
book,
what
yeah.
movie they're in right now.
But yeah, she wrote a song that, I didn't even know she wrote that. I was like, what? I was watching the Golden Globes, and they said that, and I was shocked. I was like, wow.
I mean,
I have to ask
yeah,
you guys
I mean,
about what you thought about something. I like J-Lo, right? But don't
right.
you find her whole presentation, if you will, of, oh, I just don't want to say no, I just don't want to say no, Don't you find that a little put on for pretense?
Ask that again.
Because, like, she has... The way she, whenever she's seen these auditions that were bad,
I saw your
where
tweet.
Steven,
I saw your tweet on this.
Right, where Steven Tyler was like, "No thanks," and Randy's like, "No," and
yeah.
Taylor's been like, "Oh, I just can't say no to them." I find that ridiculous because you tell me someone who is so into every medium of the entertainment industry, from dance to acting, everything. And she put on dance shows, and when her career was up and coming, she danced as a fly girl on in Living Color and everything. You trying to tell me she hasn't said no to people who've auditioned to her before? The only difference is now she's doing it in front of a national audience, and people are seeing her say no.
Hey, Ronnie, what if the producers asked her to be a Paula type? Because that was kind of Paula's
Paul does it to me again.
Yeah.
That's what my what I was gonna I have actually three things to say about her, okay? Paul kind of gave you the first one, but I was gonna go a little deeper. Is yeah, I think maybe they told her, you know, let's see if you can be a little bit like Paula. The second thing I was thinking is though, these guys are kids, they're younger people, they're trying to make a dream where those other people even though that was her career. And maybe it was easier for her to say no to people like that. And what Mappy says in the chat room is that they're trying to be like the mother figure. You know, she's trying to be the mother figure. And
I can see that.
I hear what you're saying. I can see, and I saw your tweet when you said that about her dancing and everything. You know, that she said no probably to him. But I think it's a little different.
Steven Tyler is talking to that one guy. Actually, I think it was just before I emailed you last week, Ronnie. He asked the guy if he had been eating a lot of paint chips as a child. And then that guy burst into the second song. Remember, he did that second, that kind of like an operetta thing. I don't know what it was. I was like, oh, my God, they should have put him through that.
Right. Another thing I've noticed about this season that is neither good or bad, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have picked up on this, I'm sure you have. They're being a lot less kiddy in terms of how they're approaching the show. Come on, they should have a montage of Ryan Seacrest cussing.
I mean, this is up the line, what you're just saying. They're kind of. Have you noticed that the bad artists, they're not really showing them to us?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking the bad artists. They're really not showing them. They're showing more good so far.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
But the bad they've shown have been really bad. So they're going for quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're picking ones that at least carry a tune a little bit, and they have to say, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they don't carry a tune, but you know what I mean. So, hey, are you ready for Rob versus, just switch subjects real quick? Russell, real quick.
I don't know too much about it other than that's what it is, but yeah, I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited, and we'll see what happens. I watched the video thing. I don't know when it was released or whatever. It's like a 3-minute clip where Rob and Russell and Jeff Probst talk about how the season came to be and blah, blah, blah. And I had to laugh when Rob Mariano called Russell a hobbit. I did find that funny. I don't know why, but I did.
They say that he is that small.
Hobbit on crack.
Never met him.
So is next season Big Brother? Is next season Big Brother going to be Ronnie versus Casey?
I doubt that very seriously.
I was trying to think of somebody. Casey is the only one that came to my mind. you had battles.
It must more be Ronnie versus Russell. Take two.
You think Russell? I thought you had more animosity towards Casey because of what he said about
the wife. I don't have any towards Casey. I mean, the thing between... I like Casey. I think Casey's great.
No, I'm talking
We better not hatch it, but here's the thing. After having reflected on the season for almost 2 years now, the only person that, to this date, that I don't want to say I don't have any animosity towards, but to say that I still kind of am like, is Russell. And that's just because I haven't spoke to him since Vegas right after the show.
Really?
Yeah, not one word.
I don't think no one's spoken to Russell.
Yeah.
He's pretty much disappeared. From what I understand, he has a really good job, and he's just kind of over it.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. I mean, he pretty much, he's working and fighting and all that stuff, and he got sick
he's
this
still
year.
Still fighting?
I have no idea.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
He tweeted this weekend.
I mean, I don't even follow him on Twitter.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I do. I'm not sure why.
I think
why,
he's the only BB11 house guest I don't follow on Twitter now I think about it.
BB11, best season ever.
I guess that's for history to decide.
I was going to say, there's some people that might disagree and say...
Yes, I'm biased. But I've got every right to be biased, so...
I don't know. It is going to be interesting to see what BB13 is like. Because they're all so different. Me, personally, what I would like to see happen, I want to see a new house.
Yep.
And, I mean, I don't know if I ever told you this, Ron, but when I was in sequester before going into the house, the one thought that kept crossing my mind was, I wonder if we'll get a new house. Because I know they were all in the same house. Season 1 through 5 were in one house, and then season 6 started the new house. Well, they had 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in that new house, and that was 5 seasons. So I thought, I wonder if we'll get a new house.
Huh.
You did get a new house.
They completely restructured it, like everything.
Yeah, I know. Actually, they moved it.
I wish they'd done that.
I believe they moved the whole place. I mean, it was moved to another... because if I remember correctly... Yeah, they moved it to another location. If I remember correctly, Jack said that, you know, that it was... at another location. No, why?
Well,
Jerry,
where
why
the
you
house is
up?
Now is the same place it's been since season 2.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Jerry, yeah. Are you there? Jerry's over there. Jerry.
Hello.
Why do you want to hang up?
I was just asking.
If I wanted you to hang up, I would say, Jerry, can I let you go? I'm just joking. But no, I was going to actually let Ronnie go real quick. It's almost time the show's over with. And I want to make some announcements and stuff real quick. So thank you for calling in and sitting in since we didn't know how long Michelle was going to be able to do it today. And feel free to call
no
in
problem.
Anytime. You know how to get a hold of us.
And you take care of yourself, Ron, okay?
Yeah, follow Twitter. I try to tweet, and Cherry updates on Facebook when stuff's going to happen. So, I mean, they'll know. You'll know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And I'll follow, and, you know, let me know if there's ever anything you need, okay, Ron?
Okay.
Take care,
Ronnie. Thank
you, Ronnie. All right, talk to you guys later.
Finals.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
I'm going to jump out, too. I got to go get some supper. I got home from work and went
okay, right, let's go, Ben.
Right
let's
to the
go.
Show, but just want to say thanks, and everybody have a great night.
Thank you, Ben. You too.
Sure, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
As I finished, I was unable to finish talking about the Ford Focus, though, guys. again, we're going to be doing that exclusively here on the Rad Reality Show. And by saying that again, as I said it twice in the last two shows, that means I'm going to be a little more pickier on certain situations. And I also wanted to address something in the end of the show because, I don't like to be the bad guy. I don't like to mute people. I don't like to kick people. But if I hear complaints that you're bugging somebody, and then you turn around and do it in the chat room, to me, I'm going to take that as you, that's something negative. And that kind of stuff I'm not going to allow. I expect you to respect all the chatters and me and anybody that's in the show. So I'm just warning you. Joking is different. I know a difference between a joke and a not joke, too. As I have said many times, you know, I will allow jokes. I don't have no problem. But I just wanted to make sure you know that. Paul, you have anything to say?
No. No. I did want to ask because it was kind of a fly by the seat type of thing. But did that work out? Were you guys able to hear Michelle okay when she was talking? And
yeah, it actually turned out good when you turned her up a little bit. In the beginning, when I first talked to her in like the first couple seconds, it was hard. But
yeah,
after a while,
down on my floor next to a speaker, you know, one of my computer speakers and my microphone and my phone on speaker and all that. And I was just wanting to make sure that it worked out for everybody and they could hear okay.
Leave it to our tech
guy. Yeah, I wish I could have called her.
I was thinking the same thing. Could have set it up practice earlier, but it worked out, so that's all that matters, I guess.
And Terry, do you have anything to say?
Nope. Just thanks, Paul, for getting Costa through to us. It was great talking
Yeah,
before,
thanks,
and
Paul. Great job, as everyone says. And, again, I can't read the chat room all the time, so I do try to keep an eye on on certain things. So if I ever miss something you guys say to me, I'm sorry. And thanks to Ben for getting Ronnie to call in. That was Ben's doing. So give him a thank you.
Props to Ben.
And tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we'll do the show. I don't know if Lane's coming, so don't ask. I need to get a hold of him tonight or tomorrow morning. And but we've done some cool shows lately. If you guys haven't saw some of the segments that we had, we got and Louie had personal. Louie was going to join us tonight, but he had personal issues come up. So to let you guys know why he wasn't here. But thank you for coming to the show, and I really appreciate y'all. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Night, Ron.
Take care, Ron.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Paul.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Beth. Good night, Stu Allen.